Close your eyes. Take a deep, full breath. All the way in and all the way out. Let my words be your focal point. Let the other distractions fade away. Breathe. Notice the sound of your breath. Notice the movement of your chest. Good. I want you to imagine a small meadow surrounded by trees. In this meadow has very tall grass, wildflowers mixed in, and a pathway that goes right down the center. This will always be our starting place, this meadow. I want you to build this meadow in your mind. Become familiar with it. Become comfortable with it. Make it an old friend. As you start to walk down the pathway, you feel the dirt supporting each step. Maybe your arms are outstretched, your fingertips touching the tips of the grass. There's no need to rush. Just slowly making your way down the path, taking in everything the meadow has to offer. Admiring the trees around the border, the sun on your face, the soft breeze, just kissing your skin. Take another full, deep breath for me, all the way in and all the way out. There's nothing to force on this journey. There's nothing to control or make up as you go along. I want you to simply be a passenger, allowing my words to guide you. Good. Breathe. Notice the sound. Notice your chest move. Be present in the moment. We've almost made it all the way across the field, taking our time, enjoying the surroundings. Very good. Now I want you to look around at the meadow. Take in the trees, the grass. I look past all the plants, see the soil underneath, the ground, the rock. I want you to find a comfortable spot and lay down. Allow your body to contact with the earth. Allow that moment of static discharge to happen as you ground to what's underneath you. Good. Now I want you to pour your essence into the ground. Feel the stability of the soil. feel the responsibility of the ground underneath you to hold you up, to be stable, to be solid, to ensure everyone's sure footing. Allow yourself to spread across the ground like tree roots. But this time, instead of pushing through the soil, become the soil. Become the rock. Become the mineral. Become even the bacteria. Allow yourself also to spread deeper, wider. Move from the land into the bedrock below, into the plates below that. Into the magma underneath. Spread out from the forest to the land around, to the continent. Become the land of the entire world. Shoulder the burden of responsibility to support everything around you. Be the element that grounds everybody. Take the static within you. Be the fertile soil that life grows out of. And then when it dies, be the soil that also decomposes. You are the beginning, and you are the ending. You are rebirth. You have a cool, dry touch. But many find warmth inside of that. Many find peace walking in your forests or swimming in your lakes. You are stillness by any other perception. But by your perception, you are always moving. Always growing, always creating, always giving life and absorbing death. But your pace is slow, steady. By the human eye, they see stillness, or you see consistency. Allow your consciousness to shift to that consistency, to see the slow movement around the planet, to be the slow movement around the planet, that ever heartbeat of life. I'm going to give you a few minutes and enjoy. Be the land that supports you. Be the giver of life around this world. Thank you. Feel the responsibility of stability, knowing that all the people and all the world and all the animals require your building blocks, require your stability to walk on, to hunt on, build cities, roadways, all on your shoulders. is only because you are stable, that your foundation is solid, that this can be done. It is only when you are consistent that you can provide for them. Their trust in you is everlasting. Your possessiveness of them is everlasting, even down to the smallest flower, the weed, the blade of grass. You hold tightly in your soil, providing life, providing structure, minerals, food, carrying water along your soil to feed its roots. Because you love it so, you care for it the same way you care for the oak tree. The same way you provide shelter for the baby deer, or a home for the rabbit, or a foundation for a bridge. You hold it close in your soil, providing it whatever it needs, or even just to provide stillness, stability, grounding. Side of the electrical current, allowing people to release their energy into you, conducting the negative away, turning it into something beautiful. Always a cycle of rebirth. Is consistent. Your perspective is so large, encompassing the planet. Small problems seem like a blip in time for you. One tree falling, one person crying, has no weight on your shoulders whatsoever. As your cycle revolves, as you do, to make night and day. As you revolve around the sun and hold the moon in your orbit, perspective of time widens for you. Day-to-day problems of people matter very little. The next rotation around the sun is tomorrow for you. Next night to day cycle is merely a second of time. stars become your movie theater. This space around the planet becomes your air. Your lifetime is millions of years long. But the beauty is the love that you put into a blade of grass, a weed, a flower, just by providing. Now I want you to slowly withdraw your essence back to the meadow. Bring it back up from the earth's core. Retract back from the planet, just encompassing the meadow, the place where your body lays, where you are holding up your own body in this unique moment, where you are supporting yourself. I want you to keep your essence, just for now, under your body. That in this moment and every moment going forward, it is you that holds you up. That is you that will find strength in the steps that you take on your back. That you can feel your own weight connecting yourself to everything around you. Under your feet. Good. Now before we return to your body, take a slow, deep breath all the way in. Slowly, there's no need to rush. Allow yourself to return to your body. Allow yourself to feel your arms, your legs. Allow the weight to return into your torso and head. Slowly stand up from the grass, the ground. You can feel a piece of that earth is still inside you. There, so you can draw off that stability, that sense of duty, responsibility, and reliability whenever you need. As it has always been inside you from the moment you were born. But now today, becoming aware of it as a tool, as part of you, feeling that weight inside you, tucking it away until it is needed. Let's take one more full, deep breath, all the way in, and all the way out. Now before we make our way back to where we began at the beginning of the field, I want to take the time and thank you for joining me on this journey. Feel free to return to this little meadow of ours anytime you need to. When you're ready, take one final deep breath, all the way in and all the way out. The music music will continue to play for a little while. Take your time. There's no rush. But when you're ready, open your eyes.